I'm sure everybody's gotten a copy of the injury report. We'll answer any questions.
Coach, there are those casual fans that they're frankly apathetic as to the outcome on Sunday. All they see is the numbers, a 4-10 Bears team, right. A winless Browns team. Why should they care?
Well, I mean, yeah, again, I appreciate our fans for sure. You know, I think obviously been a frustrating season from a win-loss standpoint, but as I kind of reflect back at the games at our place, I think they've all been entertaining games anyways. They've all been close. We'll like the outcome to have been different in a few of those. But, again, I can understand their frustration, but, I know our guys are giving it their all, and we will on Sunday.
John, what do you see in Cleveland's run defense?
You know, they stack a lot of guys in the box. You know, I think a little bit similar to the Saints and their style of play. Knowing Dennis, knowing Greg over the years, they're similar systems, obviously personnel different. But that same mindset and some of the things they do are pretty aggressive of stacking the box, and particularly on early downs.
Is it possible to run against a team that stacks the box, or is that just a simple conclusion?
Well, I think, we've kind of seen more of that of late. I think, again, we're going to have to execute better, in the passing game to combat that, and that'll be our challenge on Sunday.
And all the personnel changes defensively since you guys have arrived here, how would you kind of describe the start to finish that Big Dan Jones has done?
Well, I think we've done a tremendous job, I think, in reworking the defense. I believe we were 32nd in the league the year prior to getting here. I think in over this period of time, almost to complete three seasons, we're in the top 10 range. Not to say that we've been overly fortunate with injuries through these three seasons, but I think that's probably as steady of an improvement. I think our roster, whether you're talking about offense or defense, has changed dramatically, over this period of time.
Dal was kind of talking yesterday about how good of an opportunity it was to get Mitch to throw the ball 46 times in Detroit. Can you see the benefits to throwing the ball that much for a young quarterback, regardless of what's going on the scoreboard?
I think, again, it's kind of, catch-22 when you get in that situation. I think, there's no doubt that you expose the quarterback more when you do that. So it's a fine line. I think from an experience standpoint, I can see what Dal's, basically relating that to. But you want a guy to have success. And, I think Mitch has kind of made that steady success. I think, as I mentioned, even after the game, a lot of people just see the box score and the interceptions, but there were really some tremendous reads, tremendous throws that, knowing Mitch to this point, he'll learn and grow from.
When you guys decided to play him in 5, and you imagined what his growth would be like, and how does the reality compare to kind of what you expected out?
I think when you look at, again, I've had the opportunity to see a lot of rookie quarterbacks, some of them are in the Hall of Fame now, to watch that growth. I think it's hard to say, to make your decision after a rookie year. I mean, I can go back to, Peyton Manning, Troy Aikman, guys that, their team did not have success. One of them had maybe a little more talent around him than the other. That's a key factor. They don't have immediate success. I think you look at, even a couple of guys that were taken last year high in the draft, you look at year one to year two, there's a dramatic improvement. And, with guys that are capable, and I believe Mitch is, they make those kind of jumps.
When was it clear to you that he was going to be very capable?
I'm not going to share all that, but it was pretty early, I think our staff has done a good job at making that a pretty positive growth period as well.
In talking about the rookie quarterbacks you've had experience with, I don't want you to share your secrets, so to speak, but are there any common denominators that you can just pick up on early on?
It's hard to predict the future. I think it's hard for all of us. But on what I've seen, I think I mentioned this the other day, is I see a bright, bright future for Mitch.
kind of special teams has been also kind of rebuilt since Hester left, told left, and stuff, and it's been a little bit of a struggle. Well, how do you rate what you guys have done on special teams? Because it seems like you've held your own, but not, it seems like there's plays out there that, that are just not happening or quitting.
Well, I think, you know, again, not an excuse, reality is, you know, injuries have a little bit to do with that. You know, we've been through three kickers this year. You know, I think, you know, that can be interesting. You know, but return-wise, you know, I don't know that we had a legitimate returner until this year with Tariq. And, you know, I think he's, you know, I think he was nominated to be a second alternate, you know, in the Pro Bowl. So for a young rookie, I think he's pretty dynamic. He's had a couple called back, you know, that I think, you know, could have elevated that some. You know, but I think just until this year, I think from a return game, you know, kickoff coverage stuff, I think, you know, we've been decent. You know, we had the one setback in Baltimore where, you know, you could argue he was down or not down. I think everybody in the stadium thought he was down, including our team and their team. But, you know, that you know, I think there's about you know, 3 yards that separates 1 and 32 when you're talking about those kind of statistics. So I don't think it's too crazy. But, you know, I think, you know, holding our own, I think, would be fair. Okay. All right, thank you.